Praise the Lord. So our message tonight is simple but yet powerful. Glory to God, because reason is powerful because we're talking about Jesus. And so the message topic tonight is, let's celebrate Jesus. Let's celebrate Jesus. Praise God. And this is a time of year that people tend to celebrate, and you get excited just because it's Christmas, and they're giving gifts and receiving gifts and the bright lights and all the decorations and everything that goes along with it. People think about celebrating. Praise God. But if we think about the word celebrate, it simply means to acknowledge or to commemorate, or observe or honor a particular person or persons, or even events that we celebrate. We celebrate each other's birthdays, and it's just so many different things. And usually when we have a celebration, it's a lot of fun, and there's a large social gathering, and just an enjoyable activity. But tonight, I want to talk about, let's celebrate Jesus. You see, because Jesus is the true reason for the Christmas season. Yes, yes it is. And a lot of times we hear about the celebrations and all, but they leave Jesus out of it. You don't even hear that Jesus is the reason for the season as the way we should. We may hear that term thrown away around kind of lightly, but do we really realize that, hey, it's all about Jesus? Let's celebrate Jesus. You know, I was thinking as I was preparing for this message, I remember as a little girl, I don't know, I was maybe 7 or 8 years old, and learning about Mary and Joseph, how the mother of Jesus, they were searching for a place for Jesus to be born. And we understand, but the baby Jesus had to be born. He was born in a stable because there was simply no room in the inn. And then I learned about the three wise men who traveled from afar, being guided at night by the star Bethlehem, just to witness the birth of this great king called Jesus. They traveled far to celebrate Jesus, and they brought him gifts of myrrh and frankincense and precious jewels that they would present to the baby Jesus. And I learned all that. Even I said, at a very young age, 7 or 8 years old, I learned about the story of Jesus' birth. I learned it right on television, believe it or not. That's where I learned it, because there were many programs this time of year that simply talked about the birth of Jesus. But nowadays, we don't even hear the name of Jesus mentioned at Christmas time, hardly, let alone stories on the TV about his birth. We're talking tonight about let's celebrate Jesus. And when you and I, when we think about celebrating the birth of Jesus at Christmas time, we can't help but just commemorate and think about and acknowledge that the angel's salutation to Mary. This angel said, "Hail Mary, thou that art highly favored, and the Lord is with thee, and blessed art thou among women." I mean, what a salutation. And think about it, how through that angel, he says, "You are highly favored." God gave him the instruction to tell her, "You are highly favored." My God, for you and I, it's a blessing to be favored and be in the favor of God. But to be highly favored, my God, that is awesome. And I tell you, I want the Lord to think about me as being favored, highly favored before him. Amen. I don't know about you, but I certainly want God to favor me, highly favor me. Praise God. And then we also think about Jesus' miraculous conception. The angel of the Lord also said, after she said that, you know, how could all these things be? I don't even know a man. But he reassured her, said, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee." This is powerful. "Therefore also," he said, "that holy thing," the scripture said, "which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Awesome, awesome. We're talking about let's celebrate Jesus. As Christians, you and I, we don't just necessarily celebrate Jesus at Christmas time. Oh, no. But we celebrate Jesus all year long because he's so good and he's so faithful and he lives on the inside of us and he does so much through us, for us, and thank God of how he's yet interceding for us. We celebrate Jesus. And when we think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for us, we have to celebrate Jesus, my God, all the time, every season. So we celebrate Jesus' birth, we celebrate his death, we celebrate his resurrection, and also his ascension. Why? Because Jesus is worthy to be praised, he's worthy to be celebrated. We're talking about let's celebrate Jesus. Let's break this down a little bit, talking about celebrating him all the time, day and night. Hallelujah. Think about how the angels in heaven, and they're around the throne of God, and they're saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Jesus is there, seated on the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I. But let's break it down here. Let's talk about his birth. What does the scripture says about his birth? And this is, and if you want to classify this, okay, thinking about it at Christmas time. But we know any time, based on those scriptures of John 3:16-17, the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave, God is a giver, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Talking about Jesus' birth. Hallelujah. And that you think of how you and I, we believe on him. So therefore, the word says we shall not perish, but we have everlasting life. We have life, you all. My God, precious life. Hallelujah. And then John 10:10, talking about the reason that he came, it says, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus says, listen, I am come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus' birth brought life to us, abundant life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And then we celebrate his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, and you can classify all that at Easter time. Praise God. But when we think about all that he is and what he represents and how he has blessed us, yes, he's overshadowed us with his blessing, with his word, that we celebrate Jesus all the time, all year long. But let's talk about, break it down again, about the death. Because we know the scripture says without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission of sin. There'd be no way that you and I could be forgiven. We were doomed. We were doomed to die. We would be doomed to be cast away forever. There was no hope for us. But God so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. Say hallelujah to that. See, Philippians 2:8 says, listen, and being found in fashion as a man, talking about Jesus and his death, he humbled himself. Yes, he did. And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He knew he came to die that we may have life. He came to do that. My God. And in Romans 5:1-2, it says, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's the scripture that we're reading right now. And every time I begin to read that first verse, just think about it. that we used to be enemies of God. We were cast out. We were dogs. There was no hope for us. We were doomed by God. But we're saying that because of Jesus, we have peace with God, hallelujah, through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then not only that, it goes on to say, by whom also, because of Jesus, because of his sacrifice, what he's done, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand right now. We stand. We got access into the grace that God has given us right now. And then not only that, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Hallelujah. That blesses me every time I read that. We have peace with God. There's so many people that are walking around today, they're just existing, and they're confused. And no matter what they're doing to try to make themselves happy and content, something is missing because they don't have Christ in their life. But when we accept Jesus as our personal Savior, when we ask the Lord to come into our heart, be Lord and Master of our life, we have the peace of God. Hallelujah. And then he not only gives us a piece of his peace, he says, not like the world gives, I'm going to give you my peace, hallelujah, that surpasses all understanding, and that same peace keeps our hearts, that same peace keeps our mind, through whom? Through Christ Jesus. We're talking about, let's celebrate Jesus, and this is why we're celebrating all year long, all the time, every day, 24/7, hallelujah. He is worthy to be celebrated. And then let's go on to talking about Jesus' resurrection. In John 10 and 18, it says, no man, Jesus telling us, listen, no man takes my life from me. Had him going, you know, from judgment hall to judgment hall and accusing him and saying, listen, if you're the Son of God, you do this and you need to do that. But he said, look, let me tell you. He says, no man taketh my life from me. He says, but I lay it down of myself. He says, I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. He said, this commandment have I received of my Father. Talking about the resurrection of celebrating Jesus. He says, nobody takes my life. I decide. I can lay it down, and I will raise it up. I will raise my up again. In 3 days, I will raise up again. Hallelujah. And we got the witness. Hallelujah. And then John 11 and 25 to 26, Jesus said unto her, he says, I am the resurrection. Mm-hmm. He says, I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Glory to God. Amen. That's how we are on this praise line tonight. That's how that we have life tonight, because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We believe. Oh, yes. We believe that he died. We believe, hallelujah, that he's resurrected. We believe that he ascended. Hallelujah. We have this everlasting life. And he says, and we shall live. And whosoever liveth, he said, and believeth in me shall never die. That's enough to give God praise right there. Right there. And he said, into that verse saying, believest thou this? He's talking to the woman. He's talking to actually Martha. He said, do you believe this? In other words, you're talking to the resurrection. You're talking to the life. Hallelujah. And we can believe that. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're talking about celebrating Jesus, celebrating him all the time because he's worthy. And then let's talk about his ascension. Hallelujah. His ascension in Ephesians 4 and 8 and also in the verse 10. It says, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, and then he led captivity captive. My God, he gave gifts unto men. And then it tells us, but understand that he that descended, mm-hmm, he that descended, in other words, he went down in the lower parts of the earth. Hallelujah. That's how he led that captivity captive. And then he gave gifts to men. And he said, he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things, that things may be fulfilled as was spoken by the prophets. In other words, that his presence might fill all things. In other words, the whole universe, from the lowest to the highest. Praise God. God is an awesome God. And in my closing, I just want us to be reminded, during this season, this Yuletide season, this Christmas time season, of who Jesus really is. That we not only celebrate his birth, but we celebrate all that he has done, how he died for us, how he bled for us, how he set us free. Because the scripture says, he that the Son sets free is free indeed. Amen. And so therefore, we have a right to praise God. Glory to God. We have a right to come in. The Bible says, enter in his gates with his courts with thanksgiving and to the gates with praise. We have a right to give him honor. We have a right to lift up the name of Jesus. Listen, every time we enter in to a place of worship, that we should enter in to celebrate him. There's always a celebration going on when we're talking about Jesus. When we come into our sanctuary, Jesus is our focus. He is the one in whom we celebrate. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you know what? What good thing about it? Because his spirit lives in us. We don't have to wait till we get to church. We don't have to wait till we walk into the sanctuary. But right where we are, wherever you are, I'm going to tell you, we need to praise God and celebrate Jesus. You know, many times I think about it, even in the middle of the night, if I get up to go to the bathroom, I say, Lord, my mind reflect on him. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I love you. Hallelujah. And I just think about his goodness and his mercy. So I pray that you've been blessed tonight. We're talking that Jesus is the reason for this season, and not only this season, for all seasons to come. Therefore, let's celebrate Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I thank God for his word tonight. And you know, tonight we are favored and we are blessed to have our very own Pastor Ollie Bolden is going to be leading us in prayer. He's my pastor, my husband, and I'm honored to have him to lead us in a word of prayer. Get those prayer requests. Get it before the Lord. We're still claiming victory. We believe that we receive, and when we pray, we believe, and we shall have. The scripture says, whatever things that we pray for. So I'm going to unmute these lines, and I'm going to turn it over to our own very own pastor, Ollie W. Bolden.
Well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to be praying together tonight and believing God and trusting God that God will answer our prayer. Mm-hmm. Yes. The Bible said, what things soever we desire when we pray, believe that we have them and we shall have them. So let's go into God in prayer. Father, we just thank you and honor you. We thank you for all of your goodness, all of your mercies, your kindness, your peace, your joy. Father, we thank you. Before we even ask you for anything, we just thank you. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for our help and strength. Thank you for our eyesight. Father, we thank you for the activities of our limbs, the blood still running warm in our veins. We thank you, Lord, for God, a home to be out of the bad weather, Father, and clothes on our back, giving us a vehicle to ride in. Father, we bread food on our table. We thank you, God, because you're so good. We celebrate you because you're so good. You're so kind. You're so merciful. We give you thanks. The Bible said it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and bless his name. And like David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. So, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you that we are able to approach the throne room of grace. You said, come boldly before the throne. And God, we thank you because of Jesus Christ, because of his death and resurrection. God, we thank you that we can come boldly before you, God. Hallelujah. You can ask anything in your name. And you said you will do it for us, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Oh, God, tonight we thank you tonight. As we pray together tonight, we thank you for all that you are doing and all that you're going to do. Yes, oh, Lord. You deserve all of the glory, all of the praise, and all of the honor. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we thank you tonight for our salvation. We thank you that we are saved tonight. Thank you that we are delivered tonight. Thank you for eternal life. Hallelujah. And, Father, we pray for every person that is on this line tonight, God. We pray that you will just heal those that are sick, those that are going through, Father, them body aching and pain. And you know about it because the Bible says you was tempted in all like manner as we were, yet without sin. You understand the things that people are going through. You understand the hurt that people that are going through, Father. You understand all of it, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that you're concerned about you. You care about us. Hallelujah. You told us to cast our burdens upon the Lord, for the Lord he cares for thee. Hallelujah. So, Father, we cast all burdens upon you tonight, those that are going through, those that are hurting in their body right now. Father, we pray by your stripes, the Bible said, we were healed. Thank you, Father. You said healing is the children's bread. So, Father, we thank you tonight for healing tonight. God, even over this phone call, God, over the airways, God, God asks you just to touch people that are on this line tonight. We don't have to send you nowhere, because you're already there. Oh, Father, just lay your nail scar hands upon them, Lord. Those bodies that are aching in pain, God, we ask you to ease the pain, Father, and then ask you to heal in the name of Jesus. We ask you to make ways, ask you to open doors in the mighty name of Jesus. People are going through so much today, God. Some of them don't know how they're going to come out. But, God, you are the way out, God. And, God, I ask you to just to help them, to bring them out of their problem, bring them out of the situation that they are in. Fix the problem, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give them joy unspeakable, full of glory in the Holy Ghost. And God, restore unto your people the joy of their salvation in the mighty name of Jesus. Get glory to yourself tonight. Hallelujah. As we worship you, as we praise you, as we glorify you, get glory to yourself, Lord. Manifest yourself to your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them know you're still the same. Yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let them know that you're still able to bring them out. Let them know you're still able to heal them. Let them know you're still able to encourage them. Let them know that you're a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. Let them know that you're a bridge over troubled water. Let them know you're a lawyer in the courtroom, a doctor in the sick room. Oh, Father, let them know that you care about them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, have your way tonight. Have thy way. You said we can ask anything in your name. You will do it for us. Ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. And knock and the doors will be open unto us. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of James, you said don't ask nothing doubtfully, but ask in faith believing. So, Father, we ask and in faith believing in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, the praises, and the honor. God, we pray for Mother Lickens, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to bless her and strengthen her. To God, continue, Lord, to heal her body in the name of Jesus. Give her strength in her body, God. Strengthen her mind, God, in the mighty. You brought her a long ways, God. I know you're going to take her the rest of the way, God. You are a healer. Hallelujah. You are a healer, Lord. And God, we pray for Miss Virginia Monroe, God. We pray that you will bring healing to her body, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal her right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen her, God. You know what you have need of. Do it for your will and your glory. God, we pray for me, Elizabeth Lee, God, that you will just continue to heal her body. Mr. Charles Lee, God, touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, you said, call upon me and see will I not do great and mighty things. God, you are able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we are able to ask or even think. Father, we pray for the body of Christ, Lord. We pray for the saints of God. God, don't let us give up. God, don't let us lose hope. Oh, Father God, don't let us look what's going on in the world today, but us look to you, God, that you are the author and finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Yes. You're the one that's going to make ways and open doors. You are the one that's going to help your people to get through the situation in the name of Jesus. God, you've been mighty good to us. You made so many ways for us. Even in the midst of this pandemic, God, you've been mighty good to us. Oh, God, you kept us, God. Hallelujah. And there are some that have gotten the virus, but you kept them, Lord. You brought them out. You healed them. And Father, we owe you praise. We owe you honor and glory in the name of Jesus. Let us not be weary in well doing, knowing that we're going to reap if we faint not in the name of Jesus. Don't let your people faint, God. Don't let them give up, God. Let them hold on, God. Let them continue to seek you. Let them continue to praise your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for this prayer line, God, Dream Team prayer line. We pray that you continue to bless it, God, that people can call in and hear a word, and we can pray together in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray for Lady B and all of them on this prayer line, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord God, let you be glorified. Let you be honored in Jesus' name. Oh, God, have your way, and we thank you tonight. We glorify you tonight. We believe you, we trust you, and we stand upon your promises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. We thank God for that prayer. Come on and praise him. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Yes, we believe the word of God. We believe that prayer tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We believe God. We thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 We worship you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we certainly we praise God for Pastor Bolden that prayed such a powerful, powerful prayer tonight. Thank the Lord for him, and we believe God for the word, and we thank God that we have what we petition God for. Amen. And we just praise God for every single one of you that have called into this Dream Team prayer line tonight. And our prayer is that you will continue to be blessed, continue to grow in God, continue to be encouraged. Amen. And as we say to you all every single week, continue to look to the hills for which comes our help. The scripture says all our help. It comes from the Lord. Oh, yes. And then he that has started or begun a good work in us, he's able to finish it and perform it until the day of Christ. Hallelujah. So I want to thank everyone for calling into the line. Thank you for your faithfulness tonight. Also, again, thank Pastor Ali Bolden for praying such an awesome, awesome prayer tonight. So we just want you to continue to be blessed, encouraged, and continue to just look up to the Lord. Keep us in your prayers. We love you. Pastor Bolden loves you. But we know that Jesus loves you more. Amen. Amen. So God bless you tonight. And until next week, we're going to say good night. God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Bless. The peace of God, the peace of God, to keep us all the time.